Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Great to have you in on Monday. It's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. What a 30 hours it has been. Quarterback announcement made. No official word on quarterback departure, but it looks like that's coming. We'll talk about all of it. Great to be with you on Monday with Hail Varsity. Chris Schmidt, the pride of Chicago. Danny Burke is in. We'll run down Blackshirt Husker NFLer Jay Moore coming up in 15 minutes. Get Jay Bird's take on Adrian Martinez winning the quarterback job. Tristan Jebbia perhaps looking elsewhere, and we'll get into all of that. You can tap the line. Schilling Bridge Cork and Tap House let you do that. 466-3776-1-800-825-5865. You can email us, chris@alevarsity.com. Follow us on Twitter, and get at us if you like. Can tweet at Schmidt underscore radio, at Danny Burke 5, or at Hail Varsity. So those are the ways to get in touch with us. Scott Frost met with the media today. Adrian Martinez talked with the media. Mentioned we have Jay Moore in 15 minutes. Mr. Blackshirt Charlie McBride, Mondays with Charlie in 1 hour. And then our chat with starting outside linebacker Luke Gifford. The pride of Southeast, right? And Luke's going to have a big-time senior year. Luke Gifford around 540 or so. So the question that we found out the answer to yesterday about 8:45, some of you may have been popping aspirin. Some of you have may been just getting home. Some of you may have been getting ready for church. That's okay. But you got the answer from Scott Frost and the Nebraska football program in the form of a depth chart. So that's the news. Here is Scott Frost on why Adrian Martinez.
Yeah, I think it was close. I think a bunch of guys in that room have improved and done a really good job. Quarterback's no different than any other position. We picked the guy that we feel gives us the best chance to win. It didn't matter who we picked. We were going to be playing a quarterback that hasn't taken a live football snap really in 2 years. That experience certainly would help them if they had it. They don't have it, and we're gonna ride with it and go. We don't really have a choice, but I thought it was a close battle. Several guys did really good things. At the end of the day, we picked the guy that we felt gave us the best chance to win.
Okay, there's your reason on Adrian Martinez. A lot of us had shifted to Jebbia because of his ability to process and complete passes. Coach Frost very confident in his decision. Do you agree with the decision, first of all? Chew on that. Second of all, are you focused on what you got, or are you focused on what might be gone, as in Tristan Jebbia? Let's get to the phones real quick, and Brian, get a chime in here. Brian, thanks for calling. Welcome into Hail Varsity. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. In my gut, I thought it was going to be Adrian, but at the same time, I could really see it being Jebbia based on what I've heard. I've never seen him practice, but I remember a day if you didn't win a position, you stuck. I remember the days you stuck with it, and you know, cause you never know. First series, knock on wood, first series, Adrian could go down with a knee injury and be out for the rest of the year.
That's very possible, and that's the discussion you need to have. And quarterback's a different spot because there's only one of you, right? And it's a different era. It's a different world where you have a transfer culture at the quarterback spot because quarterbacks go at it full bore. They're groomed. They go to 7-on-7s. They go to passing academies. They work with a private tutor. I mean, X, Y, and Z all happen if you're a big-time quarterback prospect in today's junior high school, and then what gets you ready for college era, right?
I wonder if anybody's ever flirted with a two-quarterback system. Tim Tebow both were on the field at the same time.
At the same time, I think you had some packages for it with Florida and Tebow and Chris Leak, but that was a while ago. That was with Urban Meyer.
That's pure curiosity.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate it. So Brian brings up the question and the comment about remembering the time if you didn't win it, you stuck it out, and you were a supportive teammate. And that's been the blowback. That's been the bitterness on Twitter by a lot of Nebraska fans at the report that the University of Nebraska, this from the Journal Star, says that Jebby is no longer enrolled at school. If he's no longer enrolled at school, he is packing the U-Haul and heading somewhere else. As a Nebraska fan, are you focused on who got the job in pretty epic quarterback battle, back and forth, back and forth, and you have a guy who won it, who you feel really good about, and a guy that you still want here that may no longer be here? There's no official word yet from Scott Frost or the University of Nebraska. Once that happens, we'll jump in and give it to you. But are you angry Nebraska fan right now that the guy who didn't win the job might leave? Or are you focused on that beer that's half full with Adrian Martinez? I've got a thought here. I know Danny's got a take. Don's going to jump in real quick. Don, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Not a problem. I've been trying to catch up with everything. Is this kind of going to end up like the whole Crouch Newcomb quarterback scenario that happened a few years ago?
I don't know that Tristan Jebby drove to Millard North today, but in the big picture, I believe Nebraska really wants Tristan Jebby to stay. I know Nebraska's probably reaching out to tell him to stick around, man. I think that's very evident. We'll hear from Scott Frost here in a second on his reaction to Jebbia. And yeah, they still want him. And you can imagine, or try to imagine, Don, thanks for the call, bud, putting yourself in Jebbia's shoes. And the disappointment that's real. The factor that you haven't been able to play college ball for 2 years. You didn't win the job as a true freshman. You redshirted because they brought in a JUCO. You change coaching staffs. You stick around in December. You go through winter conditioning. You bust your butt during the spring game. Still look good in the spring game. And you make it a real race. When everyone's going, oh, look at Adrian Martinez. And you swayed a large part of Husker Nation that said, you're probably going to win the job. Push came to shove. They went with the more athletic guy that might be a little bit better fit for this offense that gives them the best chance to win. That's not asking you to leave. That's not telling you you're not wanted. It is a reality that there's one of you that can play this spot. Now, you got to ask yourself this question if you're Tristan Jebbia. You have not played football for 2 years. Adrian Martinez is a true freshman. Coach Frost said both deserve to play. That was 2 weeks ago. Coach Frost said both guys will play. Is it? It just kind of comes down to mop-up duty or not. Or if there's someone who's ineffective, Coach Frost would be the type of guy to make a change, I would believe. If things don't get better, there's going to be some portions of taking lumps, right, and playing through the good and the bad. But do you want to punt and transfer and make it 3 straight years of not playing? Maybe you go JUCO route too. That could get you some action. I don't know. The shot clock seems to me like JUCO ball is going to be underway or very shortly underway. You could transfer legally to a Pac-12 school or a trimester type setup and be enrolled there, but it'd be a 3rd straight year. And a 3rd coaching change and a 3rd system change, potentially. Or you can stay here and get some time. And maybe, God forbid, you're the guy due to injury. Or maybe you're the guy due to ineffectiveness by the true freshman, and they turn to you out of the bullpen, and you come in and not just save the day, but maybe save the season. That's what you got to ask yourself. That's what you got to weigh. Just because you didn't win the job doesn't mean that there isn't any hope for you. And I don't like Nebraska fan blasting Jebbia for maybe deciding to leave or transferring. If his best decision for him is to go play somewhere else, that he has earned that right. I don't want my kid transferring ever, right? Not that he'll play at a high level. I'm just saying that's not how we do things. We don't team hop. If you don't win the job, get better to win the job. That's my get off my lawn old school take. And I know there's a different 2.0 out there with you're going to go find the best situation and fit for you. You want to go, you're going to want to go find what you want to hear or where you may go win or fit better. And there may be an embarrassment of riches right now in that quarterback room. There's a really good kid that's going to be the first true freshman to start at quarterback for Nebraska in this illustrious team's history. Those don't walk down the street every day. So it's really a tough call for Tristan Jebbia right now. He's likely gone. He's no longer enrolled in school. And what would you bet on? The fact that you're going to get in and see action as the backup to then become starter in season, or that you're better off transferring out somewhere and starting this whole thing over again to win a job or to be brought in and be given a job? Because time's ticking on you. You haven't played ball in 2 years. You leave now, you have 3 years to play if you transfer. I think that's where he's looking at it. I have 3 years to play ball if I leave now. Here is Coach Frost on how Jebbia took the news and where Nebraska's at with their quarterback spot.
I think that's to be determined. He took the news initially really well, and we have to see how it plays out. Certainly, every single guy on our team we're going to care about and want what's best for him. We want guys that want to be here, and hopefully everything lands in a good position, but I think that's to be determined.
Okay. It's to be determined. You've got the Journal Star, the World Herald, and Rivals reporting that he is no longer at Nebraska. I need to know this. And we'll talk with Jay Moore here in 7 minutes. Did he just say goodnight now and not show up to practice? Did he go AWOL? Because that matters to me. If you're going to bounce out, if you're frustrated and angry and pissed about it, how did you handle it? And I'm not judging how he handled it. We all have this idea in our mind how we would handle an adverse situation. What you think you'll do and what you end up doing are two different things a lot of times. And I would say Jebbia is a pretty mature guy. But it's got to be super crushing to him. And that just tells you the upside and how good Adrian Martinez is. To beat a guy that a week ago everyone's thinking that he's going to win the job in Jebbia. Last thought here from Frosty about the quarterback room, the quarterback situation.
I don't really want to address ifs yet until it happens. The quarterback situation as a whole, you know, it's not ideally what a coach would want to have. You know, I think Matt Masker's taken a live football snap more recently than anybody else we have on the team right now. But I know we got talented kids and we trust them. We're going to roll with them. They're going to have our 100% support, whichever guys are here and whichever guys are playing. And we're going to work our tails off to get them ready and help them play well.
So if you're counting at home, that's two walk-ons and Adrian Martinez, one scholarship with Noah Vedral watching and unable. And you don't have official word yet from Nebraska. Danny, what's your take here, bud? If you're Jebbia, what do you do? And we'll explore this a little bit more here in about 15 minutes. What would you do? Not as an angry Nebraska fan, not as a I don't care Nebraska fan, but put yourself in this kid's Adidas.
Well, here's the thing. I think no matter who is going to be named starter, they were both going to see playing time, whether it was in a blowout or just because of the red shirt rule where you could get those 4 games. Mm-hmm. But once Martinez was named that starter, Jebbia pretty much knew this is Martinez's team for potentially the next 4 years, you know? And even if Jebbia was named starter, which we all kind of, or me and you at least, admitted we were thinking last week that's who it was going to be, we kind of had a hunch that he might not end the season as a starter still, though, or at least I did. So I understand why he would leave, like you said, for the best interest. It makes sense because, you know, after this year, if Martinez is your guy all the way through, barring any injuries, he plays
if,
well.
If he's healthy, you're gonna ride with him and get him as much seasoning as possible.
And there's absolutely no shot you got the future here. Let's just be honest, especially with the guys coming up who we've just been recruiting. So, but then there's also the point where everyone's saying one play can change your whole tenure here. You know, you don't know what's going to happen injury wise. You don't know what's going to happen with performance, like you said. So I think the 3 years without football really sucks, and going to a new coaching staff really sucks. I think you got to stick it out, unbiased. I think that just makes most
sense.
Well,
you have more of a chance to play.
Yeah, and it seems less stressful to have to go move somewhere else, learn a new system, new coaching staff, get along with everyone, build that rapport and everything surrounding that. So I think I am with that more old school mentality, you know, see how the season goes and try to earn it throughout the season. If your talent is better, it'll show.
Yeah, it's very dicey. It's a quarterback world. It's a if I'm not thriving, I'm leaving, and nobody has stopped it, so it's deemed okay. I think you need to cut Jebbia a little bit more slack than your typical, I'm taking my football and leaving, because he put a ton of effort into this thing and stuck it out through most of fall camp.
All-State, two-year starter, and rush in for the Big Red, an NFL vet.
He's Dudeness or Duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
It's Blackshirt Jay Moore with Hail Varsity Radio.
Busy one here. Hail Varsity Radio continues, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Welcome in, Blackshirt Husker NFLer Jay Moore at JayMoore44. Bird, it's game week. You got to be smiling. How are you?
I'm good. It is game week. I can't believe it's already here. But, it's time to get rocking and rolling, man. It's time to get these games going and start winning some football games here in Lincoln.
That sounds like a wonderful idea, Jay. Thought here on the news of the day and the news yesterday. First, yesterday, Adrian Martinez is your quarterback. He won the job. Reaction to that. What do you think of him getting the job and what he brings to the offense?
Yeah, not surprised. I've been kind of, ever since, you know, we saw him in spring ball and then kind of do some things in the spring game, I really wasn't going on a limb, but I kind of said he's going to be the starter. I thought he gives this offense and this football team probably the best chance of winning as many football games as first year. His skill set that he possesses with his mobility, his strength in his legs, I mean, he is an absolute threat to take to the house every play. And coming from a defensive-minded guy, that's a scary thing when you're facing a QB that can absolutely tuck it and can be gone in a matter and in a blink of an eye. And he has that. He has that skill set, and you have to account for him in the run game fits. With Jebbia. He had some mobility, but it was apples to oranges comparing them to with how they can tuck it and run. Arm strength-wise, you know, I think arm strength-wise was the same. Accuracy, you know, I'd give that a leg up to Jebbia, but I think within this system, you got to be able to be a threat to run the ball as a QB, and Adrian was that guy. So not surprised at all. Happy for him. You go back to, you know, day one or whenever, not even day one, I mean the day of the conference title game that Central Florida wins. I mean, that's the first phone call that Coach Frost and Coach Verduzco makes is to Adrian Martinez out in Fresno, California. You know, that's the very first phone call they make to make sure they're getting him to Lincoln. And so, not surprised. They wanted that guy from day one, and they got him. And he's the guy that's going to help try to resurrect this thing, get it back to where it used to be.
Well, and he's a guy, too, that had to go through and win the job. It wasn't handed to him, and it was quite a quarterback battle. Tristan Jebbia was right there, and the athleticism was the difference maker. Both of them threw it well. Both of them are really young. Now, a couple of media reports are out that Tristan Jebbia has withdrawn from classes and will transfer. That's today's climate. What's your reaction? I'm sure you guys will hit not only on Adrian, but also on Tristan Jebbia on Big Red Wrap-Up tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm not totally surprised. I mean, that's moving pretty quickly, but I guess you got to move quick nowadays to find your spot. And let's say he is day one starter at quarterback. You know, is it a perfect fit for Tristan? Probably not. But he wanted to give it a shot and see if he can win the job. And I respect his you know ability to compete and try to win the job. But this isn't the place. I mean, I put myself in Tristan's shoes. Okay, all right. I'm a backup to a true freshman quarterback. We're both in the same place. We have 4 years here to play. If I'm backing him up for 4 years, what my goals cannot be reached is where I want to get as a person. I'm sure that's to play quarterback in the NFL. So he has to do what's best. You know, what's best for Tristan, and that's find a place where he can play and excel on the football field. Now my guess is he's reached out to, you know, out to the West Coast, because I know a lot of Pac-12 schools are kind of on that trimester deal to where they don't even start school till mid to end of September. So I know there's some rules to where he can kind of still get in classes wise to a lot of the schools. You know, the Oregon States, the Washington State, you know, maybe a USC. You know, schools along that line, and he's from there. He's from the LA area, obviously. And obviously Mike Riley being, you know, in Oregon State, I don't know if that's a necessary great fit, but I mean, I got to think that's a potential place he's looking, but not surprised. You know, kids are transferring in and out every year. So he has to do what's best for him. And I completely 100% respect that. And I know as a competitor, you want to be able to reach your goals. And I know he has some strong and lofty goals for him. I got to think, you know, being a starter at a D1 program and playing in the NFL is on those goals. And he's going to do what he has to do to reach those. So definitely not surprised. And I hope wherever he ends up, you know, he's happy and he can excel and he's able to reach those goals that he wants to get for himself.
Blackshirt Husker NFLer Jay Moore with us here, Hail Varsity Radio at JayMoore44. There's the vocal minority on Twitter blasting the kid for leaving. I'm not a big transfer guy, but I really respect Jebbia for sticking and staying and battling through it. And you nailed it perfectly that you're behind a true freshman. It's not like he didn't give it his all.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the crazy fans out there that want to blast them. I mean, they're looking at it as, you know, it's not benefiting themselves from a fan perspective. You got to completely remove yourself from that. You got to put yourself in Tristan's shoes and understand that, man, this is, you know, I redshirted. I stuck it out. He could have easily transferred after spring ball. Easily could have transferred. He could have seen, you know what, not this offense isn't for me. But the kid still stuck it out and still competed, and he didn't win. And he's got to look at it. You know, like I said, you can't – I mean, yeah, could he potentially wait and hang around? And, yeah, the possibility of Adrian getting hurt, and he's perfectly thrown in the mix. But, again, that's a lot of what-if scenarios. And you want to be in a situation where you know that you're going to be the guy or potentially be the guy the very next year. And that's not a guarantee here in Lincoln with him, with Adrian being a true freshman. So you got to do what's best for Tristan in this situation. You know, I'm not a huge transfer guy either. Immediately you kind of think, oh, he didn't, you know, he's kind of taking his ball and going home. But I don't think it's like that at all. I think you got to do what you got to do now. I mean, college athletes, you only have a four-year window to get something done and get things accomplished. You can't sit around and wait and say, we'll see what happens. No, you got to make sure you're doing the right things. And and he's doing what he thinks necessary to what's best for Tristan Gebbia, and that's all you can expect from a kid like that.
Jay, a thought on Saturday. I know you're pretty fired up being a black shirt, and what are you wanting / expecting to see Saturday against Akron?
You know, I wish I could be there or go, but it'll be daddy daycare this weekend, so I'll be watching on TV. But I just want to, from a first game, you know, I want to see clean football. You know, you usually have some sort of sloppiness just because, you know, you could scrimmage all you want against your own team, but you're still not doing it in front of 90,000 and in different colored uniforms and guys with, you know, different last names and your teammates. So I'm looking for good execution, good, solid fundamentals, you know, just not a lot. Try not to be clean, you know, not a lot of penalties, not a lot of fumbles, drop balls, anything that you'd, you know, any first game. But just it's going to be electric. It's going to be absolutely electric for a 7 o'clock kick against Akron. I mean, it's going to be absolutely electric. I mean, this has been a long time coming. People have been waiting for this man to come in here and get this program back to where it needs to go. So it's just going to be there will be some sloppiness. I think it will just be, you know, an absolute, you know, place will be going bonkers, you know, that first quarter. But I just want to see how these kids, you know, handle it. You know, do they look? They look better conditioned. Do they look, you know, is there a little extra burst in their step? You know, are they, how are they playing in the fourth quarter? How's the slot, you know, how's the execution in the fourth quarter compared to the first? Because you really, you know, you can kind of train as long as you want and hard as you want in the offseason, but there's still nothing like that first football game. They're going to be tired. They're going to be gassed. They're like, holy smokes. So it's going to be interesting how they handle the mental toughness of everything within the first game and how that equates to, you know, cleaning up mistakes, all those things. So there's a lot to look for, but mainly it's just, you know, being clean, penalties, drop balls, turnovers, those type of things.
Jay Moore's with us. Hail Varsity Radio. Catch Jay Moore tomorrow night on Big Red Wrap-Up. He'll be down at the Graduate here on Friday with me, as we'll be doing a road show live every home football Friday at the Graduate down at 9th and P. That'll be big time. That'll be fun. Jay Bird, what do you expect from your friend Scott Frost as far as his emotions, how he comes out, how things roll for him? It's up to the guys to execute, yes, but this has got to be pretty big time for him too. Can he keep things in check emotionally?
He'll be cool and calm. He'll be showing cool and calm, but I know he'll be absolutely geeked, you know, inside. I mean, who wouldn't be? I mean, coming back and being a head football coach at a place that you played, it's not like he's coming back to coach at, you know, a smaller school. You know, it's not like he's coming back to coach at Nebraska Wesleyan. No offense to Nebraska Wesleyan, but he's coming back to coach at the University of Nebraska, where he's won national championships and he's got, you know, he's kind of got a lot of weight on his shoulders a little bit, but he's going to be absolutely geeked. But he's going to, you know, you won't see much demeanor from how he was in the spring game than how he was, you know, for this first game. But I know he said in his presser day he kind of hopes he's, you know, able to kind of stop and smell the roses a little bit. And I hope he can, you know, stop and kind of look up and realize where he started and how it's kind of come full circle. But he'll be cool. He'll be calm. But I know definitely inside that he's going to be going 1,000 miles an hour. That's for sure.
Jay Moore's with us, Blackshirt Husker NFLer, at JayMoore44 on Twitter. Jay, in 20 seconds, how did we shoot this weekend?
You know, I played really well the first round. I shot at 70, got myself in the final group. I was two shots off the lead. I just couldn't get anything going on Sunday. Just didn't hit it close enough and had a cold putter and ended up shooting two over for the tournament. But you got third overall. Good buddy and a guy I traveled out there with won it. So, you know, at least we said that before the final round teed off that this trophy was going to come home in the car one way or the other. And he got it done. I didn't. But it was still fun to compete and play out a great course at a Wild Horse in Gothenburg.
Good for you, Jay. Good effort, man. We'll see you on Friday, brother, and have a good one at Big Red Wrap-Up tomorrow night.
Miss us?
Come here, brother.
give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
We're on call for you. Catch the podcast at HailVarsity.com, the ESPN Lincoln app, or download them on iTunes.
Saddle up, partner.
Back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Good stuff from Jay Moore. Back with you on Monday. It's Hail Varsity presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt. Pride of Chicago, Danny Burke, 25 minutes away. It's Mondays with Charlie, Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, Luke Gifford coming up in 1 hour. Room for you right now till the top of the hour, 466-377-6800-825-5865. Can tap the line. Schilling Bridge Court can tap house. Let you do that on Twitter. Follow us at @Schmidt_radio, at Danny Burke 5. A reminder to your friends at Madonna Proactive, 56 and Pine Lake Road. No time like right now to get that bod in tailgate shape. Cardio equipment, weight strength training. Not to mention, it's still warm, it's still nice, and you have an outdoor pool, an indoor pool, and an aqua track that's phenomenal. Basketball courts, pickleball. And when you get signed up before August ends, get a $100 gift card. Make your appointment today. Stop by. See your friends at Madonna Proactive, 56th and Pine Lake, and you can log on madonnaproactive.org or dial them up at 402-420-0000. So we're talking about the two quarterback spots, one a winner in Adrian Martinez. Tristan Jebbia is likely out the door. How are you taking that as a Nebraska fan? Let me ask you this. While we got the phone lines open, we'll jump in on Randy Gregory here, too, in a little bit. But were you right? That's what we got to talk about. Did you get it right with who was going to win the quarterback job? I didn't declare. I didn't declare because I thought a week ago I was talking about Tristan Jebbia. A week ago tomorrow, I was talking about Adrian Martinez, and this thing continued to play out. Were you right as a Nebraska fan? Did you think Coach Frost would go with Adrian? And let's move forward here. What's Adrian going to do for Nebraska this year? What can he do? And you heard Jay Moore talk about it. He's like, bro, that guy in his legs, that guy in his ability can take it to the house anytime. And I believe and I trust if I'm a Nebraska fan, and just being a guy who's covered in college and followed college football, I don't think they got this wrong with the decision to go with Adrian Martinez. Is it foolproof? No. Is it without some risk? Because there's always risk. And that's why this big deal is a reality about Tristan Jebbia leaving the program. If that's and when that becomes official, because it's not official till Coach Frost says it's official. I mean, you have recourse if things go wrong or injury happens. That's the big thing right now. If you're a Nebraska football fan, you love what you got, but you want your insurance policy. And right now your insurance policy is two walk-ons.
Yeah, I mean, I personally got it wrong, I'll be honest. But then again,
I was leaning Jebbia, right. and I got it wrong, too. I didn't say, man, it's team 14.
Right.
I didn't care who won.
The whole summer, though, we were basically leaning toward Martinez, like we've been saying, until the past couple weeks, where it seemed like it would make a little bit more sense that Jebbia was going to be named the starter from everything we've heard, from all the murmurs, from our talk with Coach Jerry DiNardo, when he said, you want that guy who can make the passes and threaten with the run, not just the guy who's an amazing runner and still a pretty good passer. However, we did still think that if Jebbia was going to be named the starter, at least I did, I thought that Martinez would make his way there toward the end of the season at least. But I was wrong from about a week and a half ago thinking Jebbia would be named the starter in the first game at least.
No, I thought the way it was leaning, let Jebbia get the nod, let him keep the job, and go with Adrian. What you have now, though, is Adrian Martinez. You're going to roll with him. And here's Coach Frost from earlier as to what Adrian has. And that might be what Jebby is looking at if he's getting out of town.
Adrian and Tristan in particular threw it well. I think Adrian's athletic ability was probably the factor that broke, if there was a tie, that broke the tie. Both guys have done a great job learning it. You know, Andrew did too. He was right in the mix until we had to get closer to a decision. So I think at the end of the day, we're more dangerous if we have a quarterback. If the throwing is close, if we have a quarterback that's a threat to run it, I think our offense is better.
It's big time. David chimes in on Messenger. Part of the reason Jebby is leaving is that next year, yet another running quarterback with experience on the field. Noah Vedral comes aboard. Noah Vedral's a very nice option, knows this offense, and is a standout product from Wahoo. But the here and now leaves you very little margin for error if your quarterback's ineffective, if your quarterback gets hurt. Now, does that play into your play calling, your decision making if you're Frost? The ability to run it, the 8 to 12 times that you want, the threat, and then the reality of Adrian being able to take it to the distance. I mean, just tuck, run, boom, gone. Does that affect your play calling, and are you more cautious? Scott Frost's mentality, his whole mantra is no fear of failure. So he's going to let it fly. I don't think he's going to be cautious. But
it's something you keep in the back of your mind.
It's there. It lives there. You just hope it doesn't speak up ever, right? I don't know. So,
and I think you can feel a little bit comfortable, too, with what Frost just said right there, saying Bunch was in that race until the very end when they had to cut it down to two guys. So I don't think it's necessarily the end of the world, but it is a little bit, you can panic just a tad bit knowing you had two potential starters, and now you just have one in, you know, a walk-on who is probably going to be a solid backup, but you just hope you're never going to get there.
Here's the other thing is, popular thought was, okay, you let Adrian go, you take your lumps, and he is going to be money for you in 2019. Kind of like you had a second year, and it took off for McKenzie Milton. And Frost was asked if 2019 played into this decision for 2018.
2019 and beyond? Not at all. You know, it'd be different if we had a senior and we were starting a freshman instead of a senior. We had two freshmen. So whichever guy won it was going to be around here for a long time. We were hoping the backup would be around here for a long time. I know going through it a couple years ago that we're going to get some really good play, but I want whoever's playing to understand that there's going to be mistakes. They're not going to be perfect. We're going to work through those, and getting experience early really helps you down the road, but we're not thinking ahead at all. We want to win games this year.
And that's why he chose Adrian, and we'll see where things land with Jebbia. I would put Danny's money down and my money down that he is out. You withdraw. You lose the race. Initially, you take the news okay. You heard that earlier from Scott Frost. But the reality sets in. You're behind a potential four-year starter, three-year starter. And I can't blame Jebbia for looking elsewhere. That said, you're a play away, and you've not played football for 2 years. It would be harder for me to not play ball for a third straight year than have some backup duty and probably keep training and keep playing under these quarterback coaches. We'll wind down hour one next on Hail Varsity, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
Chime in 402-466-ESPN or email the show, Chris at HailVarsity.com.
Just try me. Try me.
Back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Randy Gregory news coming up. Looked incredible against the Arizona Cardinals, but there are multiple media reports out there saying beware, some trouble could be around the bend from Randy. Not a lot of committal answers from Jerry or Stephen Jones on Randy Gregory, so we'll get into that coming up. Charlie McBride is 10 minutes away. Mondays with Charlie, Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, and then Luke Gifford, starting outside linebacker. Gifford will join us at 5:40. We'll talk with the standout from Lincoln Southeast, who is your man. He's been through a ton. He's been through a lot of coaches, a lot of coordinators, and he is fired up. He's one of my favorite people to talk to. Still room for you to get in. We're talking a lot of Jebby and Adrian Martinez and to kind of reset that, Nebraska fans, are you thinking about who won the job, or are you frustrated that you may lose the man who didn't win the job? Let's get to Shane real quick. Shane, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, bud.
It's nice to see that Adrian won it. I'm not surprised by that, but I'm kind of curious if you guys have thought about the angle of where Andrew Bunch comes into this, because I'm thinking to myself, I truly believe that Tristan Jebbia was a more of a political decision where Scott wanted to keep him on because he wanted him as a backup. But why? How much better was he than Andrew Bunch?
Shane. Yeah, politically, I mean, you gotta be very cautious as a coach. And if you've got a guy that has four-star talent, and I know he's got to go play ball to live up to the hype, I get all that. Now, Bunch was a godsend because Bunch, and people I've talked to, Bunch has good command of the offense. Bunch isn't statuesque. They have praised him not out of, well, we feel like we got to talk nice about everybody. No, they like Bunch. And Bunch ran this tempo and hurry-up stuff in high school in Nashville, and then also down in Arizona at community college. He's completely functional. Just doesn't have the arm or the legs of Jebbia or Martinez. So the good news is you have Bunch. The hope was Jebbia was going to stick around if he didn't win the job. Same with Adrian, right? Because he could have technically, God forbid, left. I mean, in the quarterback climate that is real. Or if you don't win the job, you're gone. And we'll just see. We're waiting official word. But you've got Vedral, you've got Bunch, but if your starter doesn't stay healthy or is ineffective, what are your options? Now, I don't think Scott Frost and Mario Verduzco miss on their quarterbacks very often. I think they see the talent, they feel like they can develop that talent, and the kid can take off. Best case scenario, Adrian Martinez by game four, game five, game six, takes off. And he's a prodigy. He's one of those rare true freshmen that just kills it. And by two-thirds of the way through the season, if he's healthy, God bless him, he is going to be phenomenal. And you don't worry about losing Jebbia. The point is having both of them was nice. Having both of them put a lot of comfort on you as a coordinator, head coach, play caller. And you may be down to just one. Coach McBride's next. Hour two with Mr. Blackshirt on Hail Varsity.
Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Back with you, Tower 2. It's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Great to have you in on a Monday. It is game week. Mondays with Charlie, Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, Chris Schmidt, the Pride of Chicago, Danny Burke. Luke Gifford coming up at 5:40. Coach, how are you, man? You got to be excited. It's almost game time.
Well, last week I was nervous. This week I'm fired up.
Well, what were you nervous about?
Well, I don't know. I just that
you get that way.
I'm probably like the coaches are sometimes. You know, you just you're in a program half your life, and you just worry about hope things go right.
Absolutely, and a lot's gone right. You know, you look at what Nebraska has done, and the reception they've received locally and nationally, and there's a lot of positivity out there for Nebraska football. Coach, I want to start out and get your perspective on Adrian Martinez. Let's start with the true freshman from the Fresno area that won the job, beat out a really pretty good quarterback room, knowing how good Frosty and Coach Verduzco are at putting quarterbacks together. What's your take as a defensive mind on Adrian Martinez? What will he do to defenses? What can he do to defenses?
Well, the first thing is he's never seen a play before except high school film, and that would be a tough thing for, you know, the opponent. Mm-hmm. The Akron have a little trouble with exactly knowing where they're coming from, and because he does both things apparently well enough that, to win the job. Mm-hmm. And so they don't know exactly what is his best, the things that he does best. And that's a tough thing. When you're an option football team, you have to put your secondary in a position where they can't really disguise a whole lot of stuff when you don't know what they're going to do or how they're going to attack you with this quarterback. Because they could play two series and all of a sudden, you know, they're changing quarterbacks and now you're in really a bind. So, you know, it's not the most exciting thing to be when you're playing a team that has a new coaching staff, a new quarterback who you've never seen play. And, you know, they can only do their basic stuff. They can't do anything till they really find out what's going on. So, you know, I think early in the game, at least, until they kind of figure out what's happening, they'll probably be at a little bit of a disadvantage.
Coach, you were obviously coaching in a different era than it is nowadays, where you didn't see as many transfers if you didn't get, let's just say, your starting position you wanted. It's a different era, different generation, a different group of kids. And I'm sure you heard the news about Tristan Jebbia today. He's not going to be at the University of Nebraska any longer amidst the news of Adrian Martinez winning that starting job. What are your thoughts on that process, and do you agree with it if it's in his best interest, or are you more on the side of you should compete for starting job?
I really think that's a mistake. You know, I mean, that's a shot that came in the dark, and probably, you know, you'd think maybe all these things were discussed before a long time ago about this kind of thing, and because he's putting himself at a disadvantage in some ways, and that he's going to sit out another year, or he's going to go somewhere, and you know that I don't know how that works, you know, anymore. When kids do that, I think it hurts your program a little bit. You know, I think when you know at the position they came in, they really didn't have a quarterback that was to fit their, you know, their mold, and but he fit it the best, and there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with what he can do. I mean, he's not some slowpoke or anything. I think he could win for you. And so you don't know what's going to happen in the first play of the game or the last play. All of a sudden, there's a change because somebody gets hurt or something happens like that. And so I think that may be, you know, something that, you know, I really have trouble with, you know, kids that would, you know, pull the plug like that.
It's a difficult situation because he hasn't played for 2 years. He just got beat out by a freshman. And if you transfer now, you could have 3 years, and it's not frowned upon. Not that I'm not a transfer guy. That said, I can understand where he's coming from. Coach, you've dealt with guys and guys who have their picture hanging on the wall that thought about transferring before. And how do you connect with a kid who's not thinking straight or is just overwhelmed with frustration because they think they're ready and they may not be ready, or the news is this, there's someone better than you at this level?
Well, I'm a little, right now, a little not knowing exactly how this whole thing came out. But the thing is I think at the time, this had to be, I think he's the kind of kid who had pre-thought, had some, you know, some thoughts about this before he just pulled the plug. You know, and I'm sure that maybe some other people involved, his parents, high school coaches, maybe past coaches that were here have been talking to him, which is probably not the right thing to do, but been doing it. You know, so, you know, saying, hey, you come in here, you're going to be our starter, no question. Well, I've heard that song and dance before, and the same thing could happen to him again. You know, and the thing here is he's going to play. And what these guys don't understand is that there's players, there's quarterbacks in our team that have played in the NFL that never started a down at Nebraska.
Sure.
And part of the reason was exactly that the situation they're in, and that was Bruce Mathieson. You know, he wasn't he was less of an option quarterback, you know, than we have here now. I mean, but he ended up playing, I think, 6, 8, 10 years. I mean, the guy, you know, he was a backup, but the money's nice.
Money's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and you don't get hurt. People haven't figured that out yet. You know, a lot of it's a pride factor, you know, but I just felt like he was really a team player. And I think this probably is going to hurt a little bit with a lot of the players on the team. I mean, just not mad at him or anything like that, just hurt that he left or he's going to go do something else and do it at, you know, at this particular time when the program's trying to get started. And, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks right now that are in the same boat. And, you know, are they going to turn around and go or what are they doing? I mean, you know, who knows? But if you have 3 years left and that's what he's thinking about, then all the more power to him if he's, you know, good luck and that's all you can say.
Well, and there's been no official word from Nebraska yet, but you've got several media outlets reporting that he's already withdrawn from Nebraska. So that's the math we're using right now. Coach Frost was, I would say, frustrated with the situation.
Right.
And I think he's pretty straight on saying you're both going to play and you both deserve to play. And that's where Danny and I were talking about an hour ago is, okay, say you leave, you go enroll somewhere, you got 3 years after you transfer, right?
Right.
So that's one way of doing it. And God forbid your starter gets hurt, but it's happened before in football. Or maybe he's just ineffective. And you get a look and you come in and you rally the team and maybe you take over the job like Tom Brady did, just as an example, right?
Right. there's a lot. Look at the Alabama right now.
Oh, yeah. Saban's pulling his hair out, man. You know he is.
Well, he's got ESPN already got the other guy starting and they're causing more trouble, you know, than they're worth. You know, I mean, anything to make a story. They don't think about the kids. They don't care. You know, they give you this big song and dance, how wonderful it is for the players. We got to do this for them and that. That's a lie. I mean, they're just looking for a story and how to make one and how to continue one and how to keep it going and that kind of stuff. I mean, you get, you know, and then the media outside, you know, if it goes, you know, Twitter and all these things, it just can wreck a kid's life. I mean, I think sometimes just because they're uninformed, you know, I mean, there's a miscommunication with their coaches. I don't think there's a miscommunication here. You know, I think Scott's been straightforward with both of them, knowing him.
Yeah, I think Scott's been pretty straight up with both. I mean, and it lasted. Now, what's pretty unique is everyone thought Martinez was the guy, and then we kind of all shifted based on who things we'd been hearing, right? That Jebbia may be the guy, and then you have your announcement, and you're too deep at 8:45 yesterday before some of us are taking aspirin or going to church, however your Saturday went, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how it played out, but I think they're pretty comfortable with it. I want to switch gears and get your take defensively. What are you excited about with Coach Chenander and this defensive group they've got?
Well, I just hope they got to square one, you know, with what they're really, you know, the heart of our defense is, because you go into a game like this, and it's really important that you don't overload them with a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to really play, you know, play hard as they can and not try to be a rocket scientist and put too many things, you know, in that some of the guys that may be backup players aren't ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with it. You just got to be sure you're, you know, you're doing the right things as far as how much you're putting in and, you know, and getting ready to play. And I think they'll probably have a little better idea, you know, of what Akron does, you know, because it just sounds, you know, a little better than what it would be going against Nebraska right away. First game's always lousy. We've been through those before, and I know exactly what we did. We sat with our base defenses and played the best we could until we found out kind of what was going on and then had to make adjustments as the game went on.
Coach, it's the first game week for this current Husker coaching staff as part of the Nebraska program. Can you recall your first game week when you were part of the Husker program?
Yeah, I started going to church on Wednesday. They threw up before the game. Yeah, well, every year, anytime you go into a new program or a new year, the unexpected is something that, you just kind of have to expect things that will happen, and you have to be, you know, on a level keel. You can't just go crazy about something that happened, because it reflects on the players, and if they think you're whacked out and you're, you know, that things aren't right, they just become the same as you are, and all of a sudden it's not a good thing. So I just wanted to be sure that we were solid as to what we were going to do, and usually with our base defenses we could do anything, and I mean face anything. And with our base secondary coverages, we could do the same without any problems. If you start tricking them in the secondary and moving around and do some things, sometimes you can get yourself in trouble, because they'll come up with a formation or a shift or a motion that somebody's not sure about. And that's when you get hurt.
Charlie McBride's with us Mondays with Charlie Hale, Varsity Radio. Coach, we will get in touch next Tuesday, because we're off Monday, and then it's Buff Week, man. It's the Buffs. I know we got food on our plate right now to eat. Last thought here, Coach. About 30 seconds or so. What's your takeaway on Terry Bowden? I mean, he's running Akron. I know that there's some of Bobby's staff on there from his days at Florida State. I mean, it looks they were a pretty solid team last year.
Oh yeah, I mean they got a good coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, they
you
do.
You know, it's like Scott knows exactly what's going on, because he was sitting in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And then went on to 13 wins, and started where he started, and so he's aware of. You know, that in fact he's probably a little more aware of it than anybody, because of his situation and going into UCF, and you know, and that was probably a lesson for him that is very, very good in coming into a game like this.
Absolutely. Got to respect it. Got to get planned up. And Coach, I know you'll be watching, and enjoy your weekend and enjoy the first game of the Frost era, Coach.
Okay. Well, I'll be saying my prayers and let her fly. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure. I'd love to watch a game with you. It'd be pretty good.
just remember, if it's moving, kill it.
I like it. Coach, we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Bye now.
There he is, Mondays with Charlie, Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride. If it's moving, kill it. I like it. Some questions to get into about transfer and eligibility and pro style and spread and how things have gone. How about Rick and your friends at Sauter Heyman? Did you get to see Rick this weekend? If you didn't, there's so much time to go see Rick. 12th and O downtown Lincoln, South Point Pavilion around Weston, Grand Island. A Sauter Heyman location for you in Nebraska's home. Exclusive dealer of pure-grown diamonds, real diamonds grown in a lab that are 10 to 40% less than earth-mined diamonds. Log on today, SauterHeyman.com. Go see Rick before Saturday at 12th and O, SauterHeyman.com.
And now, back to Hale Varsity Radio.
That was awesome. Charlie McBride, Mondays with Charlie. It is game week. Great to be with you on Hale Varsity Radio. You miss any part of the show, podcast us, HaleVarsity.com, ESPN Lincoln. Can also find us and select portions of the show. Some of the greatest audio highlights will be on the ESPN Lincoln or the Hail Varsity Twitter handle. And then Danny's already got our conversation with Jay Moore and soon-to-be Coach McBride up for you to hear on the ESPN Lincoln handle. So what we're doing Mondays through Wednesdays this football season, weeks that Nebraska is at home, we're going to qualify you for a pair of tickets to see Nebraska, and in this week's instance, Akron, right? And we'll do that drawing around the 5:20 segment on Thursdays. So, Danny, without further ado, this is what you need to listen for when you hear this. And, Danny, I'm going to let you pick. Be caller what?
We're just doing one caller, one qualifier a day. Is that it?
Well, I mean, we can do whatever the hell we want. Ideally, we would have done something in like a couple of callers, 7 and 8. In the 4 o'clock hour, callers 7 and 8.
Yeah.
If you want to be a real a-hole, I can say callers 14 and caller 80.
No,
just
no,
for
no,
you.
No. Okay, we'll do, let's do callers.
And you can also log on, because ESPNLincoln.com, there's a text to win for a pair of tickets as well.
Okay.
So total of 4, right? But we're giving away a pair every Thursday, home football weeks. Here's what you need to listen for. And you and I will spend 2 more seconds on what number, all right? Just to annoy those.
Dear Lord, in the battles go through life, we ask for a chance that's fair. Chance to get all the stripes. Chance to do or dare. If we should win, let it be by the code. Our faith and honor held high. If we should lose, stand by the road. Cheers, winners go by.
To get an opportunity to come back here is special to me. Words can't describe how much it means to me to be back here in a place that I love, a place that I understand, a place that I want to represent.
I like it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Is it past Danny Burke, the Pride of Chicago approval?
I approve, man. I dig it.
All right. Okay. So that's what you're listening for throughout the week, and we'll do a ticket drawing for your pair of Nebraska-Akron tickets this Thursday. We're at the Graduate on Friday, 4 to 6. Myself, Jay Moore. We will have plenty of crown for you after the show, Danny.
Yeah, I'll have to make my way over. You better say me some.
All right, here's more thoughts from Scott Frost today. We'll get to Randy Gregory and his future in a moment. Can tap the line. Got open phones for you right now, 466-377-6800. 825-5865 can tap the line. Chillingbridge Cork and Tap House lets you do that. So here's the question for you. And I like this. Coach Frost, is he going to be able to soak in Saturday night? Because the countdown is started. You have bought ice for your cooler. You have bought brats for your grill. And you are going to start rocking for 7 o'clock on Saturday. But is he going to be able to soak it in?
To be honest with you, once game day hits, I have my head down and I'm working. I wish my job allowed me to stop and smell the roses a little more, because it's going to be special running out on the field in front of the home fans again. If I'm doing my players a service, then I'm locked in on game plan and calling the game and getting our guys ready to play. So hopefully there's a moment somewhere where I can stop and take it all in. But we want our players to be all business, and the coaches need to be all business as well.
So the short answer is, that's going to be really cool, and he'll get a little bit sentimental about it, but he is going to be working. More from Coach Frost on Adrian Martinez. That to me, is bigger, that he won the job versus the question that's very real out there. Are you losing Tristan Jebbia? And here's a couple of things. You can always find us and follow us on Twitter. At Schmidt underscore radio, at Danny Burke 5, at Hail Varsity, at ESPN Lincoln. Mike tweets in, Jebbia was recruited for a pro-style offense. Since he's transferring, could he get a year back because of the scheme change? And Mike asked that question right when we were talking to Charlie. The answer is yes, because Tanner Lee got that green light, got that yes from the NCAA. So that is something to think about. If you're Tristan Jebbia. Absolutely. That is good. Vern emails in, Chris at HaleVarsity.com, regarding Jebbia, and this is a little funny, but the overreaction and venom towards Tristan Jebbia, if he does in fact leave, is brutal, because you were throwing roses at the kid 2 years ago. I don't care what he does, to be honest. So Vern says, I hope he being Jebbia, transfers to Iowa and doesn't get a year back just to make Kirk Ferentz mad. Because that got Captain Kirk a little pissy a year ago. Moving on. More on Nebraska. More from Frost. And the question was asked, all right, so do you forget sometimes Adrian's a freshman? Meaning, is he been that impressive to you?
Adrian was very mature for his age for a long time, really since we recruited him. Getting here in spring was essential for him to be where he is. I think that allowed him to get used to college life, get used to campus here, get used to a little bit of spotlight, get familiar with things around here. It certainly helped him land where he is. But he's going to need that maturity. You know, there's going to be a lot on his shoulders. I've lived that life, and I'm sure there will be some mistakes and some lessons that have to be learned. But he's earned the chance to go out and prove it, and I can't wait to watch him play.
That's very fair. I mean, this is his guy. He's excited about it. More from Coach Frost. And here's the dreaded comparison. Does he remind you of anybody? What quarterback have you coached that he being Adrian Martinez, who's he like?
You know, McKenzie's probably similar. Thought McKenzie was ready to play as a freshman. He just didn't have that spring ball. Got hurt a little in fall camp, so he was a little behind. But when we got him out there, boy, you could tell right away he was a playmaker. There were some mistakes, some freshman mistakes that were inevitable, but he was the best we had, and he just kept getting better to the point of being one of the best players in the nation in year two.
That makes you feel all right if you're a Nebraska fan. Frost again on, when did you know Adrian was the guy? And this, I mean, when did it pop for you?
Last week, middle of last week to late last week, I told the coaches we weren't going to decide right now, but I kind of took a straw poll of who everybody else thought. That was after Mario and I spoke, and Coach Walters and I spoke, and it was pretty clear at that point. Wanted to see it play out yet. And like I said, I give credit to both guys. They've done really good things. But it was consensus among the coaches that we thought he gave us the best chance.
Okay, so no one got electrocuted. Just an angry wire there. But the point of it is everyone is on the same page. Wow. And the wow is because of the athleticism.
That's right.
So, a final thought here, and I always kind of get a kick out of this with Frost, and Dirk asked the question. Dirk got the response. It was a good response about play call, right? But I just love how Frost answered this. This is pretty good. Listen to this. You'll get a kick out of this. Sorry, 23.
You thought about your first play call?
Not yet. We've been grinding on the game plan through the weekend, and will today. We go over call sheet and what we're going to call when on Thursday, so we'll probably make that decision Thursday.
Are you more likely to go vanilla or to make a splash?
Do you want me to just drop the play for you so you can put it on the internet for Akron? No, we'll make a decision based on what we think can work.
Okay. Hey, if there were no cameras here and there was a steel cage, maybe I'm assuming too much. But that was all right. Let's shift gears and talk about Randy Gregory for a second. SB Nation and blogging the boys, throwing this out there. This was last night, just before midnight. There could be more trouble ahead for Randy Gregory. So Randy had a great performance Sunday. People are talking about Randy Gregory in a positive fashion and form. La Canfora tweeted out that there's trouble ahead potentially. I don't know if that's drugs. I don't know if that is the fact that getting reinstated is always tough because how the tenuous the conditions are for reinstatement. What do you believe? I mean, the Cowboys folks are being cautious because they don't want to get blindsided by it. This, though, from Mike Leslie, according to the Cowboys front office folks, they're unaware of any trouble for Randy Gregory. Jerry Jones did say that it's a day-to-day process with sobriety. There haven't been any issues. How good did Randy look?
He looked awesome.
I mean, Randy Gregory looked like he is a first-round talent, got off the line. We're big Randy Gregory fans here just because of how good he can be and what he's overcome.
It's got that Josh Gordon type feel, although Randy's, you know, hasn't made as much of an impact in the NFL clearly as Josh Gordon have, but both having their drug problems, coming back, showing what potential they have and are going to go back to and hopefully can keep it up consistently.
Well, here's what you're going to just find out. And I know not every and I'm not advocating for it. I'm saying here's a reality. You talk to retired NFL people, you talk to current NFL people, and would you rather have them dealing with pain management with an opioid, or would you rather have them dealing with pain management with a brownie from Colorado?
A brownie from Schmidt's Kitchen.
See, we're not, the bunny's not, she doesn't bake. or doesn't bake. She doesn't do either. But nice try.
No, I hear you though, man.
And I'm not advocating drug use for either. But I don't have joint pain or CTE either. Luke Gifford, tremendous linebacker, next.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
A few minutes here, Luke Gifford with us. Luke, senior season camp's over. Depth chart released. Got to be pretty excited, and you battled your way back from injury, and you claimed that starting spot. What went into you kind of rising up and taking that spot?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just the experience that I have and knowing what to expect coming into camp, you know, and just the amount of work that it does take. It doesn't matter where you're at or who's playing it. There's always going to be competition. So, you know, I think I just came into camp with a mindset that no one had a job, and I just worked my tail off, and I'm happy it worked out the way it did.
A few minutes here with Luke Gifford. Luke, what do you like most about this defense?
I think we're just going to attack, man, and as a defender, that's what you want to hear. It's been a lot of fun in camp so far. There's a lot of things we can do, a lot of different mixes and matches. So I think everybody's really excited to just be able to get after the ball and get after the quarterback.
Where are you most comfortable with the D?
You know, I wouldn't say that there's one thing that I'm super – you know, that's different than the others. I think from a pass rush standpoint, love doing that. There's a lot of opportunities there. But then also in coverage, Coach Chins does a great job of matching us up in the right ways. So there's a lot of strengths to this defense.
Talk to me a little bit here about Adrian Martinez. You had a chance to see both quarterbacks competed at a high level. Adrian gets the job. What's your reaction?
It's not surprising. Kid's a stud, to be honest. He's worked hard ever since he's got here. He's confident, and he's also humble. So I'm super excited for him, man. I'm happy for him. I can't wait to see what he does on Saturdays.
Knowing what this offense can do, you've seen it. How do you project it against other defenses that are going to be out there one game at a time? But we'll start with Akron.
Right. You know, they can do a lot. They're so multiple. They're pretty scary, to be honest with you. Every day in practice, I swear, we get something new. So I'm super excited to see him against someone else and not going down the sidelines against us, you know. So I know they're going to do great things. It's nice as a defense to know what they have over there on offense. So we're excited about it.
What trait, I guess, sticks out most to you about Adrian?
Calm. Honestly, he sits back there. He's got so much poise. He can get fired up, but he is so poised, man. He sits back there in the pocket, and he delivers a strike, and he can take off when he wants to, too. So the kid's a baller.
Luke Givert, a few more minutes with us here. And, Luke, you mentioned the offense for a little bit. Let's go back to the defensive side of the ball. And the down lineman in front of you, give us a peek of not only the depth but the strengths of that front three or front four at times.
Yeah, you know, I think they can do a lot of different things, man. They can get after the quarterback when they need to, and they can also stop the run, you know. And I think Mick is a big part of that. Mick's really reined those guys in, and they got a strong room in there. And they also work well together, you know. They rotate in a lot of different ways. So it's pretty cool to see the mismatches and the things they can create in that room, because they got a lot of different guys and different bodies to do that.
Have you seen Mick kind of step up from a comfort level on his end and being vocal?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Since January, he's been that way, and I think he's been one of the voices on this team, and he deserves a lot of credit for the way that we've changed things so far. So I'm proud of Mick. For sure.
What have you done as far as bringing some of the young pups along? Because there's youth on this defense as well.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think I was able to kind of teach some of the younger guys the way I learned defenses. And in the past, you know, I've had three different D coordinators, so I kind of understand how to start grouping things together and some good ways to learn those things. And obviously, Coach DeWitt's a great coach, so they don't have much problem in the first place. But sometimes I can kind of relay the message in a way that made sense to me so that they can kind of understand it too.
Does it seem real that it's already your senior year?
No, man, it's flown by, but I'm just excited to get after it for one more season.
Last thought here, and thanks to Luke Gifford with us here on the program. Have you played through your mind what Saturday is going to be like?
You know, I got to hold it back. You know, we still got three more days of preparation, four more days, I guess. So I'm super excited about it, but I'm trying to hold off on all the stuff that's going to happen.
What have you noticed from Coach Frost? I mean, the minute he came in to this point we're talking, and his level, I mean, this is big for him too. He's got to be feeling it.
Yeah, you know, and I think even this past weekend with the Boneyard Bash, all those students being out there, you can tell how special it is for him, seeing all those people and just not even half of what it's going to be on Saturday, you know. So it is going to be special for him, and as a team, we got to go out there and make it what it's supposed to be.
Any word on the black shirts?
Haven't heard anything yet on the black shirts. I'm guessing those will be earned in the game. So,
stupider question here. A Southwest or Southeast showdown Friday?
Yes, sir.
I know who you're rooting for. Going to be a close game or going to be a Knights victory?
I'm taking the Knights victory by a wide margin. So,
Luke Gifford, the pride of Southeast and senior starting outside linebacker. Luke, thanks for a few minutes, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sir? What am I, Ed Rooney? Sir? No, good dude. That is Luke Gifford, starting linebacker, battled back from injury. Loved watching him play ball at Southeast as a safety. He's put on some LBs, kept the quickness and speed, and is going to be an outside linebacker, and man, he'll be a big part of this defense. And he's excited, man. I mean, after jacking with last year and then being hurt, and now he gets to play aggressively. He's fired up. Can log on store.halevarsity.com and get that game day gear now. The man, woman, and child t-shirt or the black shirts shirt. Can purchase both with Hail Varsity and do so on Hail Varsity. Store.halevarsity.com. Get the subscription. We encourage you to bundle it because you'll love it. 10 issues of the magazine. Premium content subscription online, and can do that 855-3-HUSKER, halevarsity.com/subscribe. Incredible work today and every day, to be honest, with Brandon Vogel, Aaron Sorensen, Jacob Padilla, Derek Peterson, Mr. Mike Babcock, and, of course, Mr. Greg Smith. Love them all. Great folks, great coverage. We'll get you qualified here. Caller 8 and 9. To get qualified for Nebraska Akron tickets, we'll do that giveaway 5:25 on Thursday. Qualify now. Here's your sounder. What'd I say, 8 and 9? Caller 8, caller 9 qualifies If you're nice to Dan.
You're learning the battles go through life. We ask for a chance that's fair. Chance to get all the stripes. Chance to do or dare. If we should win, let it be by the code. My faith and honor held high. If we should lose, stand by the road. Cheers, winners go by.
To get an opportunity to come back here is special to me. Words can't describe how much it means to me to be back here in a place that I love, a place that I understand, a place that I want to represent.
All right, caller 8 and 9, Danny Burke will take your name down and put you in the old hopper. We'll draw a lucky winner on Thursday, home football Thursdays. When you can win with Hail Varsity at ESPN Lincoln. We're about to say sayonara. Great show, fun show. Thanks for the input. Thanks for the feedback. Caller 8 and 9 qualify right now, 466-3776, 1-800-825-5865. You qualify, we draw Thursday. It's Akron week. Terry Bowden, huh? He made Steve Spurrier dry, you know, puke in his mouth. That's something new.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
So I'm pretty sure Danny Burke hates me when I make him put fires out that involve phone calls and qualify for Nebraska Akron tickets. Game one, year one of the Scott Frost era. Danny, how was that? Is that all right? Who are our two friends who qualified? Caller 8 and 9.
We got...
Put your old style down and get with it. I know the show's about over.
We got Eric and Rodney. They were our first two qualifiers.
Okay. First two.
Yep.
So you're hinting at me that there may be two more before the show's done.
Could be a possibility.
Okay. How did you do this weekend?
I actually did pretty well.
Did you? Carolina was money for you.
Yeah. Actually, didn't pay attention to our
Searle's
going
to be with us this week.
Did we do good on our NFL picks?
I think the New York Jets kind of kicked us.
Did they? I actually didn't pay attention to those.
Good.
Because I'm saving up for this upcoming weekend. So
you are going to just splurge.
Yeah, it's going to be dangerous.
Give me the side bet.
You're going to see me on Tuesday, either the happiest man alive or I'm not coming in.
Well, you'll be in here by Tuesday. I mean, just detox somewhere.
Yeah. I'm just going to, I'm either going to be really depressed or extremely happy, so we'll see.
No, that works. We are loaded up tomorrow. Mitch Sherman going to be with us. Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Buffet, the return of Mr. Rick. Brett emails in Chris at HaleVarsity.com. I didn't qualify for the tickets. Whoever answering the phone sucks. Brett, you take that back. Danny Burke does not. Please follow Danny on Twitter at Danny Burke 5. Follow me on Twitter at Schmidt_radio at Hail Varsity. Loaded up today. Coach McBride was phenomenal. And we talked with Jay Moore today. You just heard from Luke Gifford. It's incredible. Big Monday. Loved it. And Rick Pizzo and Mitch Sherman tomorrow. So excited about that. Shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, let's get you qualified again. Caller 8 and 9 qualify for Akron in Nebraska. Typically, the one in the 4 o'clock hour, one in the 5 o'clock. We didn't do it in the 4 o'clock, so we're even now.
Chance to do it there. If we should win, let it be by the code. My faith and honor held high. If we should lose, stand by the road. Cheers, winners go by.
To get an opportunity to come back here is special to me. Words can't describe how much it means to me to be back here in a place that I love, a place that I understand, a place that I want to represent.
Caller 8 and 9 right now at 800-825-5865, 466-3776. Qualify for Nebraska Akron tickets. We'll do that giveaway 525 on Thursday. And we'll be down at the Graduate this Friday, 4 to 6. Myself, Jay Moore, That's at 9th and P. We want to see you down there. That'll be an awesome, awesome time. Your friends from Agrigold want to remind you that that soybean sign in your neighbor's field says Agrigold, and customers now have access to select soybean varieties direct to their farm the Agrigold way, with high expectations for every seed that goes into the ground. The approach to soybeans, no different. High-performance soybeans from a brand you already know. For more info, visit Agrigold.com. Do it again tomorrow. Mitch Sherman, Rick Pizzo. Big thanks to Charlie McBride, Jay Moore, and yes, Luke Gifford. Truly a black shirt Monday. Log on, HaleVarsity.com, iTunes, or ESPN Lincoln for the podcast. That's Danny Burke, Chris Schmidt. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 with Hale Varsity.